So let me just wrap that part up. So not preventative, doing things like yes, thank you, doing 28 days of gratitude, doing as often as you need to. I'd like to keep it as a morning practice, the written, so that I actually fill it all out. If you really were to focus on the segment intending and aligning for the body to always feel good, it would be beyond preventative. You would actually start living very magically. I'm all for that.
What would happen to bring about living magically?
If you were developing the skill set and the stamina to consistently manage your vibration, whether it's through praying with gratitude, meditating at a level that raises your frequency, segment intending, using gratitude all the time, it wouldn't, you know, you would reach a level where it's, we keep looking for it outside of us. Drink X amount of water. I mean, water is important for the body. But, or drink, you know, we always want to give it to, like, products and exercise and outside of us. But literally, it's the frequency you create receiving. That's really tough for us to get that.
When I was just listening to Abraham, she said, do it from the inside out. She was talking specifically about food, but whatever you're doing, do it from the inside out.
And it's true that we see on Earth that no matter, there's no one consistent anything. There are people who eat horrible and live to be over 100.
Oh, yeah.
And there are people who are just doing everything right, the meditation, the exercise, contributing to society, eating well, and they die.
That's right.
There or get sick. There's no one thing, and it drives us as humans very crazy. We want it to be the right diet and the right exercise and the right everything.
Ellen, guys, a quick question.
Yeah.
You said, since you're talking about writing, a few months ago you mentioned something about, was it 470 or 490 right?
Forgiveness.
Seven times 70. And so is it just, does that just pertain to forgiveness, or can that also pertain to this kind of stuff? I mean, just writing gratitude or whatever?
It could pertain to this kind of stuff. That was just somebody's work I was reading, and I got into it for forgiveness of myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I've already done forgiveness work on everybody else. It's like, I didn't have any charge there. And I was amazed that I literally came up with that much.
So when you say 7 times 70, you write once a day for 7 days for the week, 70 times, and what
yes.
do you write again? I guess that was what I was trying to figure out.
Hers was, I forgive. Hers, she wrote 490 times, I forgive my father.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, I already did all that work.
Yeah.
So I thought, wow. And then you hear the way I think and tap, I could never write the same thing 490 times. That drove me crazy. So I just started getting into it, and I would hit a stream of consciousness that was really delightful. That was a really powerful thing. And then I would go back and read it out loud, and it was really amazing energy. And then I thought, wow, maybe I should temple and read this. So that was a really cool experience. But the gratitude we're talking about, so that again is an exercise for clearing. It's also a great exercise for creating. So the way I wrote was a thing I had learned. The creator of, it was either Snoopy or Garfield, the cartoonist. I read that this was his process. He wrote, use your name. So I, Helen Rose Reyes, so if you were doing clearing, forgive myself for, she, Helen Rose Reyes, forgives herself for, you, Helen Rose Reyes, forgive yourself for. So those would be three things on the same thing. If you're creating, I, Helen Rose Reyes, absolutely deserve to feel good. She, Helen Rose Reyes, absolutely deserves to feel good. You, Helen Rose Reyes, absolutely deserve to feel good. That's a real powerful process.
And 7 times 70, though.
That was what she said. I've never used that
before.
Well,
you know that, it's biblical. Yeah, and I forget who asked Jesus, how many times do I have to forgive? And he said, seven times 70.
So she was applying it to forgiveness.
So.
Yes.
All of this talk about forgiveness and it being a wonderful thing, I'm playing with the energy level of even to like when I use the word prevention, that was like the medical model of, well, wanting to be somewhere else, prevent something negative. Mm-hmm. So that was lower vibrational. But to me, anytime I engage in forgiveness, I'm acknowledging there was a wrong.
Yeah. The next stage is there's nothing to forgive.
And that's, to me, that's the shortcut to peace without.
And that's great. You know, if that's the level you're playing at.
And that, see,
for me, I found that with other people. But I had a lot of old stuff with myself that I had never evolved into that. I seem to be the slow one, you know, in my own patterns. But again, you go back to vibrational, whatever works. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if you're not getting the results you want, then you, that's when you use other people's ideas and suggestions and processes until you reach that level of consciousness where you're creative rather than clearing.